Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from L.K. Smith, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, I returned from the bathroom to find my date rummaging through my purse. Maybe he needed a tampon. The second date is a peculiar thing. You've decided that the person that you have met only once isn't a total freak, even though you don't know the person at all. The second date is the tipping point. It means that you made it past the first date, and you think that there might be something more there, but you aren't sure that there is enough there to lead to a third date. The second date is confusing. You've decided that you want to get to know your date better and find out if they are what you're looking for, whatever it is that you are looking for. But you probably don't know what that is, and they probably don't know what they are looking for either. I didn't know what I was looking for when I was dating, so I planned to figure it out as I went along. Ideally, that would happen without me being overly disappointed or traumatized in the process. Greg seemed to be a nice guy. I had met him only once, briefly at a coffee shop. He had coffee, and I had a frozen drink of icy chocolate milk with just a splash of coffee. I don't like coffee unless it is smothered in chocolate to the point that you can barely taste the coffee at all. Greg didn't make a snide remark about my drink choice, and he seemed very polite overall, so I was delighted when I heard from him again. He suggested an actual date this time, in the evening, where there was food involved. I agreed. We decided on dinner at an Italian restaurant. I used the term Italian restaurant loosely. It was the type of place where you could select from assorted shapes of pasta and various sauces, stale breadsticks, and a salad that consisted of iceberg lettuce that originated, unwashed, from a plastic bag. At the end of the meal, the bill would be presented by an overworked wait person who placed two green foil-wrapped mints on top of the oil-stained paper face down on the table between both guests. Dessert options were usually cheesecake and an overly dry chocolate cake, which I don't think is very Italian, but I could be wrong. The wait person showed Greg and me to a corner booth. The corner booth can be challenging, especially on a second date. You don't want to sit too close to the other person. After all, you're not a couple yet. And you don't want to sit too far away from your date because that can be insulting and makes it feel like you're at a business meeting. So yes, the corner booth can be tricky. To protect my personal space and protect the bottom of my somewhat expensive purse from the sticky floor, I slid into the booth and positioned my purse on the seat between Greg and myself. My purse was mid-sized, red, and patent leather. Two handles, no zipper on the top, just a snap that held it closed. I had created a barrier with my purse that sent Greg a signal not to slide up against me and put his arm around my shoulder. Yet, I didn't want us to end up sitting directly across from each other. That would be too distant and awkward. Greg slid reasonably close to me, but not too close. As usual, he was polite. He was a nice guy. Tonight would be a good night. I just knew it. When the wait person came, Greg let me order first. I stuck with a safe choice of fettuccine Alfredo. Greg selected spaghetti and meatballs. A riskier selection, yet traditional. We skipped the salad and stale breadsticks and had a large pitcher of water brought to our table. Things were going well. We chatted while waiting for our dinner to be brought to the table. We talked and laughed so much that I drank a ton of water because my mouth kept getting dry. We were having a great time. But then I noticed something. Each time I would talk, Greg was trying to see into my purse instead of looking me in the eye. He was trying to be discreet about it at first, but then he started failing miserably. At one point, Greg was even stretching his neck and looking down his nose to see if he could get a glance at anything that might be visible in my purse. There was a snap keeping the wide mouth of my purse closed, but he might be able to catch a glimpse of one or two things if he tried really hard, like my glasses case or a makeup case. I kept everything in my purse in cases or pouches, not color coordinated or matching, but very orderly. When Greg talked, he would look at me, but the minute I said something, he was back to moving his head and squinting in an attempt to see inside my purse. He was paying no attention to anything I said. He was a man with a mission. Making his task even more challenging and frustrating was the dim lighting. Poor guy couldn't catch a break. I wasn't quite sure how to handle this situation. I hate confrontation, so I dreaded having to say something to him about his behavior. But I couldn't let this go on much longer. And then it hit me. All the water. I had to go. To the bathroom. Now. I couldn't wait. Without saying a word, I got up and rushed toward the door with a neon sign above it that said, "Ladies." A few minutes later, I emerged. I pushed the door open, and as I was about to walk back to the table, I could see that Greg had slid over in the booth and had his hands in my purse. He was frantically digging through it and opening the smaller bags in it. He had my purse stretched open like a wide-mouthed bass. He would open up the cases and makeup bags and look at the items inside them, careful not to disturb anything. I stepped off to the side and hid behind a fake olive tree so he wouldn't notice me watching him. He never looked up, not even for a second. Instead, he was intensely focused and had a devilish grin on his face. What was he doing? What was he looking for? Then it occurred to me that he might have taken my wallet or keys and put them in his pocket while I was still in the bathroom. How was I going to get them back? I would have to call the police. Maybe he took my cell phone. What was I going to do? I would have to start screaming that I had been robbed to prevent him from running out of the restaurant with my stuff. I didn't want him to get away. Without thinking any further, I lunged out from behind the faux olive tree and rushed to the table. "Hey, what are you doing?" I demanded frantically. "Oh, hi," Greg said sheepishly. "Seriously, what are you doing?" I said in a high-pitched, incredulous shriek. I grabbed my purse and started looking through it. Keys, phone, wallet. All the most important things were still there. I sat down at the edge of the booth and tried to calm down. I had a swallow of water, took a deep breath, and in a low tone, I asked Greg the question that usually isn't asked until people have been married for more than a decade. "What the hell is wrong with you?" I asked Greg on our second date. "I just wanted to get to know you," Greg said. "There's not much to know," I thought. Anti-diarrhea meds, packets of pre-moistened wipes for dirty hands, and toilet seat covers in case I have to make number two and I'm not able to hover over the toilet seat. Clearly, I had issues with germs and public restrooms, but I didn't have any illegal drugs, pictures of old boyfriends, or trail mix. Despite the lack of trail mix in my purse, I was still a practical person, and the belongings in my bag reflected that. I told Greg I was leaving. As I walked away, he yelled out that he would call me. He never did. Not only was he a snoop, he was a liar, too. I went on my date with Greg, prepared for the worst and hoping for the best. I didn't really know what I was looking for, but finding a person that I hardly knew rifling through my personal possessions wasn't it. I don't know if Greg knew what he was looking for when he decided to go on our second date, but if he did, whatever it was, he apparently thought he could find it in my purse. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.